We had been on the road since before sunup, and just before 11 a.m., we turned into a field on the outskirts of Mons. There we halted and formed square. The colonel stepped forward. "Fallout officers, please." Then he faced us and spoke. "Men, the day we have long prayed for is here. The Germans have accepted our terms for an armistice, and hostilities will cease as from 1100 hours. That is all. I will address the battalion later." We stared at him in stunned silence, a silence charged with the tide of emotion which suddenly overflowed. Pandemonium broke loose. The battalion disintegrated, discipline forgotten. The senior officers plied the colonel with questions. The juniors danced a fantastic reel. The scene was indescribable. Men who hitherto had been noted for their quiet demeanor were babbling incoherently to anyone who cared to listen. One old-timer threw his arms round my neck and kissed me, while someone with a fist like a ham kept thumping me on the back. An elderly member of my gun team kept saying, "God, is it really true? I just can't believe it. I thought the blasted war would never end. Back to the wife and kids, eh? Hell, it's just got to be true." And it was true. After 4 years of senseless savagery, peace at last.